Chandiani. I'm sorry, that's all I know. But I could tell people in Taiwan, Chandiani. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you, Pastor, for inviting me to come to be with you this morning. My wife is very sorry she could not come.
我太太不能来, 她觉得很难过, 因为太太的母亲99岁了, 她在家里要照顾她母亲。
Her mother is 99 years old.
她母亲就是牧师的岳母99了。
And she did not feel that her mother could make the trip from Hope Sound here today.
她本来想把老岳母也带过来, 可是99岁的老人家。
But my wife sends greetings to you.
但是我太太让我跟大家问好。
We thank so much of the Chinese people. They are our people.
我们很喜欢中国人，他们是我自己的同胞。
We were in Taiwan for 4 years.
我们在台湾待了四年。
And we loved our people very, very much.
我们爱我们的台湾同胞。
We are a little homesick to go back.
我现在很想家，想念我在台湾的家。
And maybe one day we may go back.
也许有一天我会回去的。
But I worship with you this morning.
今天早上我和大家一起敬拜。
And I felt the presence of Almighty God.
我感受到了神的同在。
My chauffeur over here today is Lau. He is our Romanian son. He's from Romania. Lau, would you stand?
这是我的司机Lau，他是从罗马尼亚来的，他是我们的罗马尼亚儿子。
He's a dear brother in the Lord.
他是我在主里的亲爱的弟兄。
Actually, we call him our son in the Lord.
我在主里面叫他是我的儿子。
But what a joy it is to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning.
这样美好的早晨跟大家一起聚会真是美。
2 weeks from today, we will be celebrating the risen Lord.
2个星期之后我们会一起来庆祝主的复活。
What a great, great accomplishment as we sang this morning, because he lives, I shall live also.
今天早上我们唱这首, 因他活着, 我也活着, 这是多么美的一件事情。
I'm very thankful for a good translator.
Oh, thank you.
For 4 years, I preached with a translator in Taiwan.
在台湾的四年里, 我每次讲到都需要有人帮我翻译。
And I'm sure they said just what I said to my congregation. Of course, I never knew.
I hope so too.
But it is so wonderful to come and be with you today. I want you to think with me that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world.
我想要大家跟我一起来思想, 我们的主耶稣基督降世为人, 是为了我们。
He came to seek and to save the lost.
他过来是来拯救失丧的人。
But he had to pay a great price.
他为此付出了极大的代价。
And that's when he went to the cross to die for us.
他死在十字架上, 是为我们而死。
But before Jesus went to the cross, the week before, he went through a lot of suffering.
在耶稣基督被钉十字架之前的一个星期, 他经过了很多的痛苦的审判, 痛苦的事情。
I'm hoping to have you read for my scripture this morning from St. John chapter 15, and the translator will lead you in reading verses 1 through 8.
我们打开约翰福音第十五章，我们从第一节读到第八节，我来给大家读。
So would you turn in your Bibles to St. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8.
约翰福音第十五章一到八节。
Now let me give you a little background first.
我先给大家一些背景资料。
Jesus spent 1 week with his disciples to train them and give them the last instructions before he left them.
耶稣, 基督和他的门徒们一起生活了一个星期，在被钉十字架之前，他希望在抓住这个最后的机会、最后的时间来引导他们、训练他们。
Jesus took them to the upper room, and there he had a meal with them.
耶稣基督带着门徒们上了楼上的一个房间，大家一起共进最后的晚餐。
They had Holy Communion together.
他们一起领了圣餐。
But then he had a heart-to-heart talk with them.
然后他跟他们来了一次心对心的对话。
Young people, have Mama and Papa ever had a heart-to-heart talk with you?
年轻人，你们都有父亲母亲，你们跟爸爸妈妈有没有心对心的对话？
Adults, have you ever had a heart-to-heart talk with someone?
成年人，你们有没有跟一些朋友们有过心对心的对话？
And maybe someone had a heart-to-heart talk with you.
也许别人跟你曾经有过心与心的对话。
But Jesus gathered his disciples together in the upper room. He had some things that were on his heart he wanted to talk to them about.
耶稣基督把门徒们召聚到楼上的房间，因为他心里有一些话要对他们说。
He knew he was facing the cross.
他知道他要将面临十字架，被钉十字架的命运。
And he knew if the gospel would go forth,The disciples would have to carry it on for him.
他知道这些门徒们将要接过他手中的这个福音去传遍地极。
So he wanted to give them his final instructions.
他想要给这些门徒们最后的一些训练。
And he did that in chapters 13 and 14.
在约翰福音的十三章、十四章，耶稣是一直在训练门徒们。
But then...At the close of chapter 14, you notice he says, let's rise and leave.
在第四十四章的最后一节，他说，起来，我们走吧。
They went to another place. We do not know where they went.
他们到了另一个地方，我们不知道那是哪儿。
But Jesus had some final words to say to those disciples.
但是耶稣基督对他的门徒们有一些最后的话要说。
And here in the 15th chapter, we will read just a few of the words that he had to say to them.
第十五章一到八节，我们要读一下。
I wonder if we could stand together, and our translator will lead you in reading verses 1 through 8.
请大家站起来，我们一起来读。第一十五章，约翰福音十五章一到八节，我们一起来。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子；你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Thank you. You may be seated, but keep your Bibles open to that chapter, please.
大家请坐，但是打开圣经到这一页，不要合上。
As you look at this 15th chapter of St. John, Jesus uses very simple terms to stress to the disciples the relation he has with his Father.
在这十五章里，耶稣基督强调了，就是我们这些门徒还有耶稣基督跟天父的关系。
But now Jesus tells them this relationship should also be with him and his followers.
他说这个关系是存在于他和天父之间，也同时也存在于他的门徒和天父之间。
Now look at the first phrase of verse 4.
我们看一看第四节的第一句。
And then look at the last phrase of verse 5.
再看看第五节的最后一句。
Now when you put these together, this is what Jesus is saying.
大家把这个连在一起，你就明白耶稣是要说什么。
He says to his disciples, abide, or in other words, totally and continue dependence on me.
他说你们要常在我里面，要依靠我。
And he says, I will be in you.
他 同样说，我也在，我要，我也要在你里面。
For without me, you can do nothing.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Oh, Jesus is teaching his disciples this great lesson of abiding in him.
耶稣基督是在告诉他的门徒们，这个很重要的一个功课，就是要在主里面服从。
In other words, he is saying, put me in control of your life.
他实际上他是在说，要让我来掌管你的生命。
If you could put it in another language, I believe we could phrase it like this.
如果我们用另一种语言来说，我想大概可以这么说。
Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you.
住在我里面，我也住在你里面。
For without me, you have no spiritual life.
因为没有我，你就没有属灵的生活。
Oh, abiding in Christ is the true security of the believer in Him.
对于一个 disciple, 对一个门徒来说，在主里住在主里面是他的一个安全感的所在。
Actually, it was the Apostle Paul who said in Galatians 2:20.
保罗在他的哥罗西书他二章二十节他这么说。
He said, "I am crucified with Christ."
他说我和耶稣基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live.
我现在活着。
Yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
但现在活着的不是我，乃是基督。
And the life that I now live in the flesh.
我现在在肉身的生活。
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
我是根据神子的生命，我的信心而活。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他爱我，他放弃了自己的生命，是为了我得着生命。
Oh, I want to bring these words to you this morning in a very vivid way.
今天早上我想要跟大家就是解释一下这段话，用比较生动的语言来解释一下。
For Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you."
因为耶稣说，住在我里面，我也在你里面。
For without me, you can do nothing.
因为离开了我，你们就不能做什么。
Now this brings us face to face with Jesus Christ.
这些话使我们跟耶稣基督面对面。
Actually, if a person is without Christ, it causes him to experience a feeling that he is incapable.
如果你不跟基督在一起，你也许有一种感觉，说你什么都做不了。
It makes him feel unsuccessful.
他就觉得自己不成功。
He is somewhat defeated.
他已经被打败了。
And it would be, it would like to know, people would like to know the way out then.
那这样的人他就会想办法去找一条出路。
I'm glad to tell you that Jesus Christ, my friends, is the way out.
我告诉大家，我告诉朋友们，耶稣基督就是出路。
You may wonder, how can I find peace and happiness? How can I find great joy in living?
也许你会有时候会想，这在这样的生活之中，我们的平安和喜乐从哪里来呢？
You may say, I do not know the way out.
也许你会想，我真的没有出路，我没有办法。
We have the message to the world today, my dear friends. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们知道，我们信耶稣的都知道，这条出路就是耶稣，他是道路、真理、生命。
My dear Christian friend, do not be afraid when you have a problem that is rough and tough.
朋友们，不要害怕。当你遇到困难，遇到你解决不了的问题的时候，不要害怕。
And the enemy of your soul would tell you, if I were you, I would just give up.
也许你这心灵的这种敌人就是魔鬼，他会对你说。
Oh, hear me, my friends, this morning.
但是朋友们不是这样的。
Winners never quit, and quitters never win.
胜利的人从来不会放弃，放弃的人从来不会胜利。
Did you understand that?
你们明白吗？
Winners never quit.
胜者从来不会放弃。
And quitters never win.
放弃的人绝对不会赢。
And if we're going to make it through to the city of God, we are going to have something beyond ourselves.
我们要想得胜，我们必须要有一些东西超于我们自己的一些东西。
Oh, for Jesus said here in the Word,
耶稣说，
You abide in me, and I will abide in you.
你们住在我里面，我也住在你们里面。
For if you do not have this relationship, you cannot do anything or have a spiritual life, dear friend.
如果你不这样做的话，你就不能做什么，你就不会有一个属灵的生命。
In other words, he says, you can do nothing.
实际上他说，你们什么都做不了。
Oh, Jesus took a very humble attitude as he approached his disciples. And one of the greatest benefits of living a Christian life victoriously is to live a humble life.
在对一个基督徒来讲，要过一个得胜的生活，就要过一个谦卑的生活。
And I do not know why it is, but the way up is down.
我不知道为什么这样，但是要往上走的路，实际上首先要往下走。
He that humbleth himself, says the word, shall be exalted.
他谦卑他自己。
Exalted, pushed up.
Yeah, humbles.
He that humbles himself shall be exalted.
他说那些谦卑的人以后要被要得到歌颂，就说谦卑的人以后会被提起。
And the way of your Christian life and mine, and the guarantee of fruit bearing is only possible through that close relationship with Jesus, my friends.
如果我们要过一个得胜的基督徒的生活，要多结属灵的果子，我们必须要跟主在一起。
That is expressed in this word abiding.
这个字眼就是 abiding, 就是服从。
That means to put him in control. In other words, totally and continued dependence in Christ.
这个字眼服从的意思就是说要让主来掌管我们生活中的一切，而且我们要继续的不断的从主那里支取力量。
Let me tell you, communication with Christ and the believer will never fail on his part.
知道吗？要跟主的交流从来在主那方面是不会出错的。
It is going to have to be on our part if there's any failure, for he does not fail.
如果出了什么错，肯定都是我们的错，因为主是不会犯错的。
And now would you notice with me three things about this matter of growing in this matter of abiding in Christ?
在主里面服从，我想要跟大家强调三点。
I'd like to share with you the character in our abiding in Christ.
我首先想要跟大家分享，就是这个故事里有些什么角色。
And the condition of our abiding in Christ.
而且我们跟主这个就是在主里面服从，究竟有些什么条件
？And then the consequences of abiding in Jesus Christ.
服从主有些什么后果
？Abiding in Christ must be personal, dear friend.
第一点就是服从主必须是出自我们个人的。
And it cannot be anything else. And when it becomes personal, then it becomes a mutual relationship.
它必须是我们个人的意愿，就是我们跟主之间共同的，我们跟主之间共同理解的一个意愿。
I find in the book of Job, chapter 19 and verse 25.
在约伯记十九章二十五节。
Listen to what Job said way, way, many, many years ago.
我们听听约伯在多少许多许多年前是怎么说的。
I know that my Redeemer liveth.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
And that he shall stand at last on the earth.
他是在这个地球上最后站着的人。
He didn't say I think.
他没有说我想。
Or maybe so.
或者也许是这样的。
But Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth.
但是约伯说我知道我的救赎主活着。
I like what David said in Psalm 23.
在诗篇23章。
He said, the Lord is my shepherd.
大卫说耶和华是我的牧者。
My friends, it's a personal relationship with the Lord.
朋友们我们跟主的关系是一个个人的关系。
How great it is to have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一个很美妙的关系。
And the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:12,
使徒保罗在提摩太后书的第十二章这么说。
For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed unto him.
我知道我的救主是谁，然后我明白我的信心。
I know, he says, no question mark about it.
这个没有问题，我知道他是什么样的人，他说了些什么。
In whom I have believed.
我相信他。
And he said, I am persuaded.
他同样说，我已经被劝服了，我相信是这样。
I am convinced.
我确信。
I know it's going to happen.
我知道会发生什么事。
Oh, he had such a great confidence in God because he was committed to God.
他对主有信心，因为他已经委身给了主。
Oh, let me tell you today, He abides in you and you can abide in him.
他在你里面，你也在他里面。
We abide in the faith and he abides in us by his spirit.
我们在主里面凭着我们的信心，主在我们里面是凭着圣灵。
And without his abiding in us, my friends, we are spiritual failures.
如果他不在我们里面，我们在属灵的生活就是一个失败。
We cannot share something that we do not have.
我们不可能跟别人分享我们自己都没有的东西。
And Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 10.
耶稣在 which book? 在约翰福音的第十章第十节。
He says, I am come that you might have life.
他说我来了是要叫你得生命。
And that you might have it more abundantly, fully.
并且得得更丰盛。
Oh, my friends, abiding in Christ is a love affair.
朋友们，在主里面跟就在主里面服从，这是一个很浪漫的事情，一个 love affair.
A lot of people do not want to get any romantic in their religion.
有很多人不愿意在他们的信仰上出现什么浪漫的事情。
They get it in many other ways.
他们通过一些别的方式来相信他们的信仰。
Oh, but I want you to know the most romantic thing that can come into your life when you know that you love Christ with all of your heart.
但是朋友们，我想让你们知道，当你们知道你们可以在耶稣里生活，用你全心全意去爱主，这是最浪漫的一件事情。
Oh, the word of our Lord quoted here in John 14, verse 23. If a man loves me, hear it, he will keep my words.
在约翰福音第十二章二十三节，耶稣说，哦，不是二十三节。
And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him.
他说，如果有人爱我，他会听我的话。如果是爱主，也是。Well, let me have a look at it. Yeah. 他说如果一个人爱我他会 听我的话然后我的父亲会我天父会爱他然后我们会一起到天父那里
My friends, he does not come for an overnight stay.
朋友们他来不是说只待一个晚上
He comes bringing bag and baggage and all.
他拿着很多行李 来到我们中间
Many times my wife and I have traveled and we have gone to visit some friends.
我太太和我们经常出去旅行我们去访问朋友去过很多地方。
And when we go into the house of our friends, they may think we have moved in to stay.
当我们搬到朋友家里，人家都以为我们要搬家过来了，因为带的行李太多了。
Well, we have not moved in to stay, no.
我们不是要在这住下去。
But when Christ comes into our hearts and our lives, he brings enough with him to let you know he is going to stay a while.
但是你知道耶稣基督到我们中间来他带了很多很多的东西让我们觉得他可能要在这儿住一段时间。
Not a week.
不是一个星期。
Not a month nor a year.
也不是一个月一年。
But he comes to our life to stay, dear friend.
他进到我们生命中是要跟我们在一起生活。
And I want you to know through all the changing times of your life, he comes to walk with you and be with you through all of life.
我想要让你知道，在你生命的转折，在你生命中出现大变化的时候，他一直都是跟你在一起的。
A song that we sing many times at our church at Hope Sound.
在我们的 Hope Sound Church, 我们唱经常唱一首圣诗。
We sing, he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me.
他在我中间，他在我里面，他在我里面，这首圣诗这么唱。
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way.
我作为一个朝圣者，每天走在路上都是满心欢喜。
For the comforter, that's the Holy Spirit, and the third person of the Trinity, abides with me.
圣灵就是三位一体的真神中的第三位，圣灵是住在我们中间的。
Oh, how wonderful to know, dear friend, that he abides, he abides.
朋友们，我们知道圣灵在我们里面，这是多么让人喜悦的一件事。
And remember, he comes to abide for a period of time.
我们要记住，他来是要在我们中间要住一段时间的。
And he will abide with you forever and forever.
他会永远的跟你在一起。
So also, abiding in Christ is not only a love affair.
和主 主住在一起，这并不只是一件浪漫的一个恋爱一样的事情。
You will find that it is a life of faith, of enduring.
你会发现这是也是一种信心，来一起共同承受的一个信心。
It's an enduring relationship.
这是一个很会延续下去的一种关系。
Not for a day nor a week, but continually.
不是一天一个星期，而是一直持续不断的一种关系。
Another song I like to hear our people sing, constantly abiding, Jesus is mine.
我另外一首我很喜欢的圣诗，他唱到主在我里面，我要经常跟主在一起。
He never leaves me lonely.
他从来不会留下我一个人。
He whispers oh so kind.
他对我的耳朵讲话。
I will never leave you.
他对我说我永远不会离开。
Oh, bless your heart, Jesus is mine.
耶稣基督是我的。
And that's a wonderful consolation we can have.
这对我们来讲是多么大的一个安慰。
But notice my second point, the condition of our abiding in Christ.
第二点我想要强调的是，我们这个住在主里面需要什么条件？
My friends, we abide in faith.
朋友们，我们要在主里面，我们凭着信心。
Now just what is faith?
信心是什么呢？
Faith is the belief or the trust in the honesty of another.
信心就是你相信别人是值得你信任的。
Faith puts you and circumstances and you look to Jesus Christ.
无论在任何情况之下你都会仰望耶稣。
Faith is dead to doubts.
信心就是没有任何的疑问。
Faith is blind to impossibilities.
信心也是这世上没有不可能的事。
And it is dumb to discouragement.
他也听不到这些丧气灰心丧气的话。
And my friends,By faith, we can live the life for Jesus Christ.
朋友们，凭着信心，我们可以过基督耶稣一样的生活。
I'm going to have to be excused in just a minute. I wondered if we could sing a verse of the Amazing Grace.
Yeah, 我们大家一起来唱。
Would you lead them in that, dear?
Sure.
Okay.
Amazing Grace. 他想要让我们大家一起来唱这首 Amazing Grace. 我们用英文唱好吗？是诗歌本209首。是不是209？大家翻一下。大家翻到，请一起来唱209首诗歌本209首 Amazing Grace。再唱一遍，记忆恩典何等甘甜，我最意的生命，见我失丧，竟被寻回，是呀耶。第二段，如此恩典使我敬畏，使我心中初心只是我梦回真实。第三节，历经艰险，劳苦奔走，我竟来到主前，都是主恩扶持。Thank you.
Chinese people are beautiful singers.
你们唱得真美。
I love to hear you sing.
我很喜欢听你们唱歌。
Well, I told you the second point, the condition of our abiding in Christ.
我要跟大家讲的第二点是在主里面是需要什么样的条件。
I had great confidence in my chauffeur that I would make it over here to the church.
我对我的司机有信心，我知道我今天一定可以到这个教会。
I didn't worry if he would turn off the wrong road.
我不会担心说他可也许开错路了。
I knew he would get me here safely and soundly.
我知道他会把我带到这儿，安全的带到这儿。
I had faith in him.
我对他有信心。
And my friends, Jesus wants us to have faith in him just like that.
朋友们，耶稣基督也希望我们对他有信心，就像这个我对司机的信心一样。
So one of the conditions is by faith we trust in him because he said if we abide in him, he will abide in us.
我第一个条件就是我们要对主有信心，这样我们才能住在他里面，他也才能住在我们里面。
All right, we will abide by obedience.
我们怎么样在主里面服从？我们要服从他。
We find that Jesus said, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love."
因为耶稣说，如果你来遵守我的命令，我的这些给你的这些。
Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in His love.
如果你听我的话，遵从我的诫命，那么你就住在我们里面，就像我住在天父里面一样。
Oh, hear me this morning. It's not only the character of abiding in Christ and the condition that we abide.
我们也同样要遵守去在主里面的条件。
We abide by faith. We abide by obedience.
我们在主里面，我们要住在主里面，必须要有信心。
But we also abide by love.
我们同样要凭着爱才能住在主里面。
Oh, we find this is so important, dear friend.
朋友们，这是非常重要。
And Jesus said, "This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you."
耶稣基督说，这是我的诫命，就是你们要彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。
I'm glad that God's people love one another, but it goes farther than that.
神的子女，神的儿女们是彼此相爱的，但是这我们需要的要更多。
But Jesus said we have to love even our enemies.
耶稣说，我们甚至要爱我们的敌人。
Oh, even people that mistreat us.
甚至那些对我们不公正的对待我们的人。
We have to have that spirit of love within our hearts, dear friend.
我们要在我们的灵里面要有这种爱。
We are to love the sinners so that they will know this marvelous love of God.
我们要爱那些罪人，这样他们也可以认识我们的主。
But oh, I want to give you my third point here.
第三点我要强调的是。
The consequences of abiding in Christ.
住在主里面是什么样的后果？
We find that by abiding in Christ, we are fruitful.
我们发现，如果我们住在主里面，我们就可以结果子。
Right there in that 15th chapter of John, you notice here in verse 2.
在约翰福音十五章第二节，他说到这一点。
Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh it away.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
But my friends, there will always be fruit on the Christian tree.
朋友们，在基督徒的这棵树上总是有果子的。
For it is the matter of abiding in Christ and the consequences of abiding, we do bear fruit.
因为作为我们在住在主里面的结果就是我们会结果子。
I wish I had time to tell you about some of the fruit bearing in Taiwan.
我很想跟大家分享一下我在台湾所结的这些果子的经历。
We had a taxi driver that came to take us to the grocery and take us places that we could not walk.
因为在台湾我们有一个出租司机经常带我们去买菜去一些什么地方。
We asked him, are you a believer?
我问他你信耶稣吗？
No, I'm not a believer. I worship my ancestors.
他说不是的，我是崇拜我的祖先，我们在家里是供祖先的。
Well, we kept using him as our taxi driver.
我们很长一段时间一直是请他做我们的司机。
We kept inviting him to our church.
我们一直在请他到我们的教会。
And one day he came to our church.
有一天他真是来了教会。
And he came many, many times.
然后他从此以后来了很多次。
And one Sunday morning I gave an invitation for anyone who wanted to turn their life over to Jesus Christ and be a believer.
有一天早上，星期天早上，我在讲道的时候，有一个呼召，请大家 在座的如果有不信的，请举手。
That Sunday morning when people were leaving, Leo came to me and he says, Pastor, I am now a believer.
那天早上他举起手，他说我现在相信耶稣基督了。
Oh, it made me so happy. I had to say hallelujah.
那天我真是高兴，我举起手来说哈利路亚，感谢主。
Does that hurt us to say a big hallelujah?
我们大家有没有问题？大家一起举手说哈利路亚。
The Bible says there's rejoicing in heaven over a sinner that repenteth.
在圣经里说，在天上如果知道一个罪人被拯救，全天使都要唱哈利路亚。
And if heaven is going to rejoice, I think we ought to rejoice too.
他说，如果在天上的天使都要这样欢呼高唱哈利路亚，我们也应该感到高兴。我们也要唱哈利路亚。
When I said hallelujah, people, the congregation that was leaving, they turned around and looked to see why I was saying hallelujah.
那天当那个司机早上来说，我现在相信，我举起手来高唱哈利路亚，然后会众正在往外走，他们都回头看发生了什么事。
I put my hand on Neil's shoulder and I said, a new believer in Christ Jesus.
我把手放在他的肩膀上，我跟大家宣布说，我们现在有了一个新的弟兄。
And I had other people say, hallelujah.
大家都在跟我说，hallelujah.
But I want you to notice not only bearing fruit.
我想要大家知道，这个后果就是结果，不只是结果子。
We are effectively prayerfully.
我们的祷告会被垂听。
We are effectively in our prayer life.
在我们的祷告生命中，我们的祷告会更有效。
Look at verse 7 there in that 15th chapter.
在我们看约翰福音第15章第7节。
Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, listen now, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。
Let me tell you, I've had to cash in on this, my dear friend.
Cash in? What's it?
Cash in. Oh, I had to depend on this.
Oh,
I had to depend on this.
对这句话，我是依靠这句话来生活。我对这句话也，我非常信任我的。
One evening, we were traveling in the city of Kaohsiung.
In Taiwan?
In Taiwan, yes.
高雄，高雄。有一天我们在台湾高雄旅行的时候。
A dear lady of our church was taking me and some others to a dinner that night.
那天是教会里的一个姐妹请我们到一家去吃饭。
She was the driver of the car.
她是开车的人。
Now, I'm not always comfortable in a situation like that. Pardon me, ladies.
当姐妹们开车的时候，有时候我觉得不是很放心。
But we were traveling along, doing fine, to our destination for a big dinner.
那天我们有很多人，大家准备到一个餐馆去聚餐，所以那天我们就沿着路开过去，没出什么问题。All
of a sudden, the car began to jump and chug.
突然这车开始发抖，就一跳一跳的。And
I wondered, what is wrong? What is wrong? But I said nothing.
我心里想，哎呀，糟了，出什么问题了吗？但是我没说出来。
And we'd come up to a stoplight, and we would stop, and then when she would try to go, it would kind of jump, you see.
当我们到了一个红灯停下来，再发动的时候，这车就一跳一跳的，就好像发动不了了。
And I was fearful, are we going to make it to the dinner tonight?
我在想，糟了，这下看样子今晚这个饭是恐怕是去不了了。
But that dear lady pulled the car over to the side.
但是这个姐妹她把车停到一边。
She said, Pastor Basham, would you pray for this car that it will take us on to our dinner?
然后这个姐妹说，牧师，你可不可以现在来祷告，让我们这个车把我们带到餐馆去？
I don't know that I ever prayed for a car before, but I was anxious to get to that dinner.
我以前，我想我从来没有为一辆车祷告过，但是那天我真的很想去参加那个聚会。
So I began to pray.
所以我就开始祷告。
And I asked God to help this car to make it to the dinner.
我求主来帮助这辆车能够到那个餐馆。
And possibly someone could look at the car and maybe fix it before we left.
或者是找个什么人能够帮我们看一看这车，把问题给解决了。
So when I said amen, she stepped on the accelerator and began to travel.
当我说完阿门，她就去踩了油门，我们就走了。
Listen, no jumping.
这车不再一跳一跳的。We
just rode smoothly to the nice restaurant.
我们很顺利的就到达了餐馆。
And made it to our great dinner.
然后那很多人聚会，大家吃的都很高兴。
When I closed the door of the car to go into the nice restaurant, I said, praise the Lord.
当我关了车门走进餐馆的时候，我举起手来说感谢赞美主。
And the lady said, praise the Lord too.
然后这个姐妹说我也感谢赞美主。
We had a nice dinner. I didn't know if she'd ask someone to check on the car or not, but we had a good dinner together.
那天我们吃，大家吃得很高兴，然后我不知道她是不是找人去看了那个车，但是那天晚上的确是很美好的一个晚上。
But now it was time to go home.
然后该回家了。
Now what?
现在怎么办啊？这车这问题解决了没有？
She got in the car. We all got in the car and started our way home.
然后我们都进了车里，然后这车就开动了，就准备回家了。
You know that car just drove so beautifully across the city of Kaohsiung.
你知道那个车那天晚上我们从高雄一路开过去，非常顺利。
And we made it home and no trouble with the car.
这车没有给我们带来任何问题，我们很顺利的到家了。
Several weeks later, I said, Alice, how's the car doing?
几个星期之后，我问这个姐妹说，这车怎么样啊？现在？
She said, I've had no trouble since you prayed for that car, Pastor.
她说自从你对这个车祷告之后，我再没有遇到任何问题。
My friends, I believe God can take care of us even in a jumping car.
朋友们，我相信主可以垂听我们的祷告，甚至是在这样一个可能出问题的车的上面，祷告都得到应许了。
I know that when He abides in us, and when we abide in Him and He abides in us,He can do anything.
我知道，当我们在他里面，他也在我们里面，我们可以做任何事。
But one more thought.
但是还有一点。
We will be abundantly joyful.
我们会得到平安喜乐。
Oh, Jesus said there in verse 11, These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
约翰福音十五章第十一节，他说：“这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。”
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and these young people and children that are here, that may be in here, I want you to know that the Christian life is a joyful way to live.
朋友们，我想让你们知道，一个基督徒的生活应该是充满喜乐的生活。
If you believe that, could you say a big amen?
你们相信的话，大家说阿门。
That's what I like. Sure.
没错，是这样的。
Christian people are joyful people.
基督徒都是快乐的人。
It's not that we have taken some kind of medicine to make us joyful.
我们不是吃了什么药，才一天都很高兴。
It's not because you have won a lot of money that makes you joyful.
也不是因为你中了什么大奖，挣了很多钱，你才高兴。
It is all because you abide in Him and He abides in you, dear friend.
这一切都是因为我们在他里面，他也在我们里面。
How wonderful to know that you have an experience that brings joy and peace and happiness.
如果你有这样的一个经验，能够让你生命中有喜乐，有平安，那么这是多么美的一个经验。
That's the reason that the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ.
所以保罗才说，在主里面我可以做一切事。
Who strengtheneth me?
他给了我力量。
I don't know if you sang here at your church the song In the Garden.
大家在这个教会有没有唱那首歌在花园里
There the chorus says And he walks with me And he talks with me And what else? And he tells me I am his own
他跟我一起同走他跟我一起说话然后他对我说他是我他 I am his own 我是他的
I stand here before you this morning to let you know I belong to Jesus.
今天早上我站在这里是要告诉大家
And Jesus belongs to me.
耶稣属于我
And the rest of that chorus says, And the joys we share as we tarry together, what is it? None other ever known.
我跟主在一起同享喜乐。
Jesus said to those disciples, and it's very important for us to get it.
耶稣对他的门徒们说
Abide in me, and I in you.
住在我里面，我也在你们里面。
For without me, you can do nothing.
若离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Turn your life over to Him.
把你的生命交给耶稣基督。
Let Him be in control of your life.
让他来控制、掌控你的生命。
And you will have that sweet fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
你就会跟主有这样一个甜美的关系。
God bless you and may these next few weeks as we prepare for that great Easter Sunday morning.
愿主保守这个教会，让我们来准备为迎接复活节的来临。
May we dwell with Him.
让我们跟主住在一起。
And let Him dwell with us.
也让主住在我们心中。
God bless you.
愿主保佑你们。
Thank you very much. Good message. Inspire our heart. 感谢主给我们这样好的信息啊！希望借着神的话能够再一次激励我们，到底我跟神的关系是如何？他住在我里面吗？我住在他里面吗？愿神呢啊，来帮助我们。OK， 这是见证时间啊！我借这个时间呢，跟弟兄姊妹们啊，做一些挑战啊。今年来，我们一直在说啊，希望能够弟兄姊妹们在今年把圣经读一遍啊。那我不知道弟兄姊妹们到目前啊，现在是三月啊，你的读经的进。